two biggest challenges for fixed income investors today are, number one, low yields present a challenge in terms of generating a high level or a sufficient level of income. And number two, low yields also present a challenge that if they should start to rise, the potential negative effect it can have on bond prices. Generating income is not easy in a low interest rate environment. Often investors simply seek out the highest yielding investment without considering the risk, its sensitivity to inflation, or how it might mix with other investments. While moving to higher yielding areas has been a successful approach over the past few years, as the economy has improved and the Fed has kept interest rates low, we believe that simply stretching for yield is not an optimal long-term strategy. Higher yielding markets are generally accompanied with higher levels of volatility and more potential drawdown or capital losses. We believe that building a total income solution hinges on more than just seeking the highest yielding investments. It's about balancing multiple objectives that income investors have. We believe that income investors have three main goals. Number one, maximize their current potential income. Number two, grow the assets and generate income that can keep up with inflation. And number three, manage or reduce downside risk to help preserve the value of their principal and to potentially provide a more dependable income stream. The fund strives to deliver on three objectives. Number one, it's a diversified strategy. We employ a multi-asset approach to invest across capital markets. That includes traditional yielding fixed income sectors, income-oriented global equities, along with real estate, alternatives, and other hybrid securities, which potentially reduces dependence on any one market segment. Number two, it employs tactical asset allocation, enabling us to pursue market opportunities that we deem attractive while reducing exposure to areas that we feel are overvalued or present significant downside risk. And number three, it reflects our strong research capability. We utilize the experienced credit and equity research professionals throughout Columbia Management in order to source ideas from across the capital markets. Since the fund's inception in 2006, the Columbia Income Builder Fund has performed well among multi-sector bond funds as well as short and intermediate bond funds, especially in months where the 10-year Treasury yield rose. It is important to note that rising interest rates is generally associated with an improving economy and growing equity markets. Our multi-asset approach, which includes dividend-paying equities, allows us to participate in that growth. We continue to find corporate bonds attractive. We think they have the best balance sheets and investors are being compensated fairly to attractively for the risk that you're taking. This would include high yield bonds, investment grade corporate bonds, and bank loans. At the other end of the spectrum, we find government bonds unattractive given yields are so low and the shape of their balance sheets. One new opportunity would be in emerging markets. We think that emerging markets experienced a lot of distress within the last year or year and a half. And during that period, it's created some opportunities in the more attractive countries within that emerging market spectrum.